Chinch, support this week for the mayor's office is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0, baby. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code THEMAYOR at manscaped.com. I tell you what, though, I love these things, Chinch. I've had them. I've had Manscaped 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, and this is the 4.0. This one has a new sleek design. It's perfect for guys like me, though, dude. I'm one of the hairiest guys going.
That's a fact.
And forever, man, forever, I've been looking for the best trimmers. Even going way back years when I was playing, I'd always nick myself up, cut myself as the worst. These trimmers right here, man, they are the best. They are the absolute best. Trims up my back, trims up my arm, the jewels, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
But this trimmer is the absolute best, the 4.0, the Lawnmower from Manscaped.
I can vouch for that. I know Sean wears a sweater 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and he needs this. He sent me one. I'm so psyched. I shave with it. That's how good
you got,
it is. That's how
yeah, and Chinch, I've tried every one you could try. Every clipper you could possibly buy, I've tried.
Yeah.
This by far is the best.
Yeah, Sean puts a clipper on his, it'll break the clippers, but not the Manscaper. Yeah. So
everyone should have this, bro. Should have one of these.
They absolutely should. So here's how you get it, okay? You get 20% off and free shipping with the code THEMAYOR, right, Sean? The Mayor?
Yes.
At manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping, manscaped.com, and use the code THEMAYOR. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. And you can look as clean as Casey does now. When he doesn't use a Manscaper, it's like Sasquatch. There's the people call cops. It's unbelievable.
Lawnmower 4.0. Go get it. It's unbelievable, Chinch. Happy Thanksgiving week, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Happy Thanksgiving week to you. Got the man. Home. Everybody's ready to go.
This is my favorite holiday. I don't know about you, but I love getting the family together, getting the friends together, getting the good times, the good stories, the good laughs, all that stuff. So I'm really looking forward to this week. I'm fired up.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I'm thankful for you, man. I'm so glad we got to do this stuff. And that's why we figure we want to do a little special one for everybody this week, just because it is a special week. We're all finally, you know, people are finally going to be with their families again in person, other than, you know, what we're doing right here, which is going to be great. And so, you know, this is kind of like not just a celebration of our show, but a celebration of our friendship and our fans and the people who've been with us this entire time.
You said it best right there, man. I agree. I'm so excited and so thankful for all the people that are tuning in, all the people that are listening to us. We're very grateful. We're very thankful for you guys that you take your time out to listen to the mayor's office and our guests, and you know, which has really been awesome. When, you know, Chinch and I were talking about wanting to do this show for a while, and the coolest, we think one of the coolest parts of our show is the 9 and 90 that we do towards the end, and kind of we ask the dumb questions, you know, and you know, we go back and forth, and we just think there's so many fun answers from the guests that we've had, you know, talk about some laughs and some good stories. So we figured this week we would bring out the best of 9 and 90 and just, you know, make it its own show to stand alone.
Absolutely. And again, Sean's always a humble guy. Don't sell yourself short, Sean. Your answers, some of Sean's answers that you're going to hear here, I want you to listen to two specific things. One, how seriously he takes the questions, but two, how brilliant his answers are, really almost every time. And the second thing I want you guys to pay attention to, especially if you're watching, my favorite thing in the world is when the guests start, they're like, what are we doing? And by the end, they're like, yeah. And they're totally into it.
They're in the screen.
Yeah, exactly. So without further ado, our gift to you for this Thanksgiving week and to thank you for being our fans, the best of 9 and 90.
Hall of Fame baseball broadcaster Marty Brenneman here. It's time for 9 in 90, the most ridiculous segment in all of sports.
9 topics in 90 seconds. Ready for this?
Yes.
Got a clock. I'm going to do it myself. This could be anything. It could be sports. Okay. It could be outside of sports.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? You got to get through 9. It's a complete game. Your time starts now. Ultimate Warrior or Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Rowdy Roddy Piper, the hot rod. You got to go check out his A&E biography. I watched it the other night. I was like, I was up till 1 a.m. I was like, I love Rowdy Roddy Piper. Go.
We're running out of time. 20 seconds. Who would win a fight, a bear or an alligator?
Bear.
Surf or turf?
Surf and turf.
What?
Surf. Did you say surf or turf?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying surf and turf. Both.
Pedicures for men, yes or no? Pedicures
for men. I love pedicures. Yes, I love pedicures. The ladies hate me. I love pedicures, though.
Egg salad, chicken salad, or tuna salad?
Oh, I like a look at egg salad with chipotle hot sauce on there. Tallulah.
Would you rather be 12 feet tall or 2 feet tall?
12 feet.
Who would you rather have play you in a movie, Schwarzenegger or Stallone?
Stallone!
Case, I'm going to start with you. You ready? Would you rather have just one nipple or 2 belly buttons?
I think 2 belly buttons would be a little bit better than one nipple.
Brian?
I'd go one nipple because I actually have a little bit of a third nipple. I've never really discussed that. It's not even that it's a third nipple. My one nipple split in two a little bit, so it looks like it sometimes. So I'd take one for a change.
This is off to a good start. I'm glad we have you here. Okay, second one, Sean. What's a worse feeling, being embarrassed or being afraid?
I think being embarrassed is worse. You know, when you get thrown out from left field, it's embarrassing.
I would agree with Sean. I'd much rather be embarrassed than afraid. Being afraid.
I can get over being afraid.
Yeah, I'll jump off that cliff.
Yeah. Okay.
That sucks. Can't get embarrassment back.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Canadians, this is going to be a tough one for Ryan. Sean, you go first. You can never watch any movie ever again from one of these famous Canadian actors. Which actor are you choosing to eliminate? Jim Carrey, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, or Martin Short?
Probably Martin Short, because I the other guys I really, really like. Martin Short's was more, I like Martin Short's great, but I'd probably eliminate him out of those guys.
I'm going to say, who's the second one?
We got Jim Carrey, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy.
I'd go with Dan Aykroyd. I love it, but those other three guys I got to have.
Wow.
All right, good ones. All right, Sean, how many chickens do you think?
Can we pause for a sec?
Yeah.
Pause for 1 second.
Are you going to, where's he gone?
What was the next one?
He's back.
All right. He's I'm back. Not going to play the music. We're just going to finish it this way. It'll be good. I'm going to just start.
Sorry about that.
No, don't worry about it. Are you ready? Ah, fuck.
So good. So good.
All right. Sean, how many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant?
Oh, it would take like 200, 300? 4? 300.
300?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 1.
Okay, good.
One chicken, because he's going to choke on it. Huh? Yeah, you like that.
Wow.
All right,
that's
Sean.
That's Canadian quick wit right there.
Good job. If you were stranded on a desert island and ran out of food, would you choose to resort to cannibalism or die of starvation?
Oh, I'd definitely eat somebody's... whatever.
I'd eat
whatever I don't know. The rump roast? I'd eat somebody's rump if I had to.
It's really easy to say starve to death, but until you're really, really, really hungry.
Right, I got to do it.
I'm going to, yeah.
All
right. I'll eat a pig right now and a cow. I'm going to eat a human.
Make some beef jerky and stuff.
Yeah. I got to
ration it out.
All right, good job, fellas. Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore.
Happy.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy!
Yeah!
A movie made about your life. Who's playing you, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck?
Probably Ben Affleck. He'd play me.
Okay.
Wow. He was Batman.
Yeah, I'll probably go Matt Damon.
Nice.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, if we put a movie together about Sean Casey and Dustin, it could be Affleck and Damon.
Yes.
You guys. Better beaches, West Coast or East Coast?
Well, I'm a Jersey Shore guy, so I'm going to say East Coast.
I'm going to say East Coast.
Oh, East Coast!
Ah. Would you rather sit in a middle seat in coach on Spirit Airlines for 6 hours or have the hiccups for 24 straight hours?
Hiccups.
I don't know.
Oh, my you? God. I'd have to say the hiccups are the worst thing for me for whatever. Hiccups and cilantro. So I have to say I'll sit in the middle of Spirit Airlines for 6 hours.
All right. Real quick. LeBron or MJ?
MJ.
Oh, wow. Wow. MJ. Yeah, I got to go with MJ.
All right. True or false, Al Leiter is the biggest close talker you've ever met.
True.
Excellent. All right. Boxers, briefs, or commando?
Oh, I like boxers briefs.
I like boxers.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Your next life, you can come back as either a bird or a fish.
Oh, I'm going to come back as a bird. Who doesn't want to just fly all day? A fish.
I will be a whale. I'm a whale. Yeah,
there you go. All right. This one's been out there. Hot dog. Is it a sandwich? Yes or no?
No. The hot dog.
Yeah. Sean Casey and CeCe Sabathia in one corner. Judge and Stanton in the other. Steel cage match. Who comes out on top?
We do.
Yeah, we'll have a finishing move. I'll hold the guy up, CeCe off the top rope, clothesline. We finish off Judge and Stanton. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, not even close.
You can only listen to one of these Jersey boys for the rest of your life. Frankie Valli, Frank Sinatra, Bon Jovi, or Springsteen. You got to pick one.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with Springsteen, man. The boss. I got to go with the boss.
Oh, man. Because I love Frankie Valli with all my heart. Like, but you can't go with old Blue Eyes, man. I'm going with Sinatra for sure. Right. Frankie Valli's right there, you know.
There you go.
You know, like, I don't know how he hits those notes. It's unbelievable.
All right, ready? Okay, scare your thought. Playing first base with Bonds at the plate in his prime or playing third base with McGuire at the plate in his prime?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got really quick story. I saw McGuire hit a ball to Brett Boone at short. I thought it was a knuckleball. It almost hit him right in the teeth. He fell over. He caught it. He fell over. I was like, my God, that's the hardest ball I've ever seen hit. But one time, I'm holding on Richard Williams at first with Bonds hitting Frazier. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm literally crapping my pants. Like, this is unbelievable. I'm scared to death.
Oh, my God.
Bonds hits me. You know, he's up there. He's like, bam. Hits me a one-hop shot. It's right on my cup. Would have hit me right in the nuts. I'm like, I didn't even see it. So I would have to say Bonds because I had an experience, and I thought, if I don't catch that ball, I don't have 4 kids right now, guys.
Yeah. Okay? No, I would say Bonds, too, because at third, I can go in the outfield if I have.
Beautiful. Would you rather wear somebody else's dirty underwear or use their toothbrush?
Oh, man. I'm going with dirty underwear.
Perfect. That's it. You don't even get the answer, Casey. Oh, my God. Casey, ready? Skyline chili or Texas chili?
Skyline chili.
Gunner.
Texas.
This is a good one. Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
Oh, my God. I'd rather vomit on my hero.
100% vomit on your hero.
I don't want someone vomiting on me. I don't care.
I'm gonna let my kids do that.
Harry Connick Jr. and Drew Brees both run for mayor of New Orleans. Who wins? Sean.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees right now. Harry Connick 30 years ago.
Better duck, Donald or Daffy?
Donald.
After that, you gotta go Donald.
Okay. This is a tough one. Adam Dunn and Aaron Boone fall off your boat and you can only have one life to save them. Who are you saving? Sean first.
God. Are you serious? I'm gonna throw them out there and have them just both grab it right in the hook themselves in the arm slots. Here you go, boys. Here's one vest. Hook yourselves in the arm slot. Save yourself.
Let them fight it out.
Hey, bro, you don't want to bail hay with Dunner? You want him getting back? You know?
He's making some millions. That's my boy, Adam Dunn, my boy. So that'd be a tough one. Let's put it out. That'd be a tough one.
And this one will be the first time I've ever repeated a question on this air, but I will do it. Aaron Boone and Adam Dunn fall off a boat. You can only save one of them. Who do you save and why?
You did this with Todd.
Yes.
So you don't have to answer.
Wait. Tell the story about the podcast I did with Todd. He doesn't know it.
So when you guys did the podcast with Todd Walker, he was in Omaha covering for the SEC Network College World Series.
Yeah.
Well, I was right down the hall covering for ACC Network. Oh, okay. And I almost came in and knocked on the door and came in and jumped on with him.
That would have been awesome.
I told him to shut up. I told him to shut up. That would have been
nice.
So he told me, he's like, they asked me a question about who I'm saving, Adam Dunn or Aaron Boone. And he's like, I said, well, what'd you say? I can't remember what he said.
He goes, well, he said Boone because he's a manager and he wants to be a coach.
Yeah, he said Boone because he's a manager.
And he let Dunn die.
I got a new answer for this one. Go ahead.
Who I would save? I would go Adam. I would save Adam.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I would because why? There's a lot of reasons, I think. One, Adam is like nicer and cooler. Like, Booney's great. I love Booney. He's sometimes too serious for me. Like, I can't tell if he's serious or not. Like, my first home run that I hit.
Great hit a home run in Houston in the short porch.
My first big league hit was a homer. And
was that your first big league hit?
Yes.
Wow.
My second big league hit was a homer, too.
Dude, every time I watch you take BP, I was like, poor guy. Looks like he's swinging in the deep end underwater with that bat speed. Then you went deep. I'm like, what'd you hit? Is it a slider?
It was a fastball.
Fastball?
But it was great for Mike Maddox's fastball. It wasn't very fast.
First of all, would you ever think that Sean Casey would be doing a TV show with papers in his hands and have, like, animation with his name on him?
He's already done stuff that I cannot even, you know, I can't believe he's doing a quarter of the stuff that he's doing.
Time starts now. Casey, ready? Skyline chili or Texas chili?
Skyline chili.
Dunner.
Texas.
Okay, 2-week vacation on an RV or on a boat? Case.
RV.
Boat, no doubt. Boat.
This is a good one. Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
Oh my God. I'd rather vomit on my hero.
100% vomit on your hero.
I don't want someone vomit on me. I don't care.
I don't let my kids do that.
Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson?
Tyson.
Tyson.
Excellent. We got 45 seconds left, but who cares? Pancakes, French toast, or waffles?
French toast.
French toast and waffles. Would you rather have all traffic lights be green for the rest of your life or never have to stand in a line again?
Line.
Traffic lights.
Okay. Line. You guys are going opposite.
You don't stand in line anyhow, Dunner. You don't stand in line. You know everybody. You don't stand in line anyhow.
Hey, right. I kind of enjoy traffic lights. Time to slow down.
Popcorn's one of the worst, so I'm gonna have to say popcorn in my teeth.
Oh, I gotta agree with that because I like surf fishing. I don't mind the sand so much. You know, you can just hop in the shower, but that doggone the popcorn in the teeth. Oh my God! Oh. Especially when it gets wedged in there, and it's like you don't have anything to pick it out, and you try and use your teeth, and you're out in public, and it's like, you know, you want to not look like you belong in a zoo. It's like, God dang it! So I definitely agree with Casey with that.
Excellent. Okay, this is a tough one. In your eating primes, both of you guys, who wins the Skyline Chili eating contest between Sean Casey and Demetri?
You know what, bro? I thought I was good until I met Demetri, so I'm going to have to say Demetri wins.
I was going to get at the Casey, but if we would have turned it to, like, White Castles.
Oh, okay.
Then I'm picking me. But if we're talking about wings, picking Casey.
Oh, if you're talking about wings, I would dominate Demetri and everyone else, you know, and no doubt about it. Skyline Chili, probably right.
Casey does like the cartoon. He'll put the whole
pull it
up and come out. Yeah, like the cartoon.
Like Sylvester the cat.
Yeah. Amazing.
So we do this thing, Johnny, on my show. It's called 9 and 90. It's a minute 30 seconds. Chinch has some things, and then we just, you know, I don't know the answers, and obviously neither do you. But it's just kind of fun.
Think it's fun? I mean, if people had a lot of fun with this,
we try. I think so. How great are we?
We thought of this whole thing, and then and it just blows mind. Okay.
Exactly. We thought it was so
right,
cool to do it.
Here's the answer. Saskatchewan, Timbuktu. What's the question?
Where is Saskatchewan and Timbuktu?
No, that was the answer. The question is, what was the score of the Saskatch Timbuk game?
What is this? Saskatchewan Timbuk. You're not dealing with the brightest people here.
Oh, I know that. I had to see out of your. I can imagine this game right now. If this game. The answer is Saskatchewan Timbuktu. The question is, what was the score of the Saskatch Timbuk game?
Oh, now I got it.
Boy, this game's got to be a lot easier now that I'm talking
about it. All right, it is. It really is. Are you ready? Are you ready, Sean? Okay. I'm not going to ruin the enemies. All right, so Sean will answer first, and then you can just pick it up right after. This first question will show you the level of how difficult.
Wait a minute, Rich. You're tenuous, okay? You're temporary. Remember, you better make us look good, or your guess is wrong.
All right. Okay. I'll do my best. All right, ready? All right. First question. John, first. Lasagna or tacos?
Tacos. I love tacos.
Tacos.
Okay, who wins in a fight, the 90s Reds or the Big Red Machine?
Big Red Machine.
A fight?
Yeah.
No, I'm very passive.
Okay. Fast one. True or false? The cell phone is the demise of the human race.
You know what? If it's used wrong, I believe it is, but I think there's so many positive things on the cell phone too. So no.
Okay. Oh yeah, FaceTime, baby. FaceTime. Woohoo! Yeah, FaceTime.
All right. Last question, here we go.
How can I be talking to you? How can That's I be, true. Which may be the demise of me right now, just being on my cell phone, yeah.
All right, last question, and I didn't change this. This brings everything full circle. In their primes, who wins in a race? Sean Casey or Johnny Bench? 60-yarder.
I mean, I stole 4 bases 1 year, Johnny. I know you said you stole 25 in a row. I did steal 4 in 2004, dominating.
You know what? For the first time in my life, I think I might outrun one guy. He spent a lot of times because either way, they timed us with a calendar, so it really didn't matter.
Okay, next one. Favorite Ray. Pick one Ray. Ray Romano, Ray Charles, or Ray Liotta, Sean?
Ray Romano, Ray Charles. I like Ray Liotta because I just love his movies. Okay. I love all the movies, all the Goodfellas and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're a terrific actor, and I know Ray Liotta. We're actually friends, but not the Ray Charles.
Yeah, he can sing it, man.
Ray Charles, man. Ray Charles,
man. Ray Charles, baby. Yeah. There you go. Great. All right. All right, Sean. Would you rather be an opera singer or a cowboy?
Oh, I definitely would be. We're gonna be a cowboy. You kidding me? I'd love to be a cowboy back in the day.
I'd want to be an opera singer, man. I'm telling you. I can't sing a lick. Them guys are singing.
Oh, yeah. Bocelli. Let's talk Italian here. Pavarotti, Bocelli.
Pavarotti. Placido Domingo.
Yes.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it's Sean. Fun. Get out of this comment.
And there's a new guy. There wasn't, but it was one of the greatest tenors of our world. One of the greatest tenors. He had an operation, life, true story. They're going to make a movie out of it. My company's one of them.
Huh?
And we're going to be making. And it became now as a bass. And Ruben Amoretti. Check him out.
Writing that down right now.
Ruben Amoretti. And the movie's called The Pearl Fisher. Trust me. It's
going to
be it's a Rocky-esque type of movie. But in the
movie. Awesome.
Ruben Amoretti. You listen to that. But I love them guys. Look. I don't care what you look like. You can look like dead like. You're dead, you're dead like Keith Richards. You're gonna get the knockout front. You're gonna get Walking Dead, like Keith Richards, Walking Dead. If you can sing a lick, you're gonna get the most knockout front. You see, opera, classic opera.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, classical music. Oh my God!
I didn't know the classical opera dudes were pulling all the hot chicks. I didn't know
that. Oh man, yes! All of them. Panties on the.
All right, Skype, Zoom, etc. Sean, amazing inventions or the end of the world?
I think they're amazing inventions, except when I send Eric Davis a Skype.
I didn't even know Skype still existed until I got the link. I'm trying to get on my iPad. I'm like, hey, they don't make that shit for the iPad. Oh, so I gotta go get my laptop. We was doing Skype in like 89, 92. It might be the end of the world if we keep using Skype.
That's a great answer. All right, this is a hoops question. So we got our guy on, Sean. Oh, yeah. You're the first pick in the draft. You're starting a franchise. You got point guards. They're all the same age. Magic Johnson, John Stockton, Jason Kidd, or Steph Curry. Who do you draft number one?
I'm going to have to take Magic Johnson. I don't know. I just think he was 6'9 and at a different level.
Okay. Magic Johnson, hands down.
I agree with that. Beautiful. All right, Batman, Superman, or Spider-Man, Sean?
I like to fly one day, so Superman.
Batman didn't really have no powers, but he had all the money in the world, so I might say Batman.
Great answer.
He didn't have to hang. He didn't have to do none of this. He didn't have to fly. He didn't have to do nothing. But he had the coolest crib because it was underground, and he slide down the pole and jump into his thing, and nobody knew. Bruce Wayne was a bad man.
So good, E.D.
Case, would you rather be a famous painter or a famous singer?
Oh, I'd rather be a famous singer because, you know, they're out there just rocking it out. And famous singer.
Don't nobody cheer for no painter, man. You can't drop on your knees and be painting and stuff like that. You got to get the crowd hyped and everything. But you know you want to be a singer, absolutely.
Beautiful. All right, Doritos, Goldfish, or Combos, Sean?
Oh, you know what? I like the Combos. Like, whenever I take a trip to, like, go see my kids at college, I get, like, a nice bag of Combos, nacho cheddar or something like that. Delicious.
I'm going to say Doritos, because when you're watching a football game and you got some dip, I can't put my Congos in the dip. So you got, man, your hands is out now, man. Get the Doritos and go about your business, man.
You are the best at this. You are there's two left, and you're already the best at this. 25 shows. All right. Worst rapper in that video we talked about before. Was Paul O'Neill worse or Norm Charlton?
I'd have to say Norm Charlton was worse.
I would probably have to say Jose Rio was worse. You didn't know what Jose was saying. I didn't know if he was rapping or grinding up crackers or rocks or something. I don't know what the hell he was saying.
All right, last one. In your primes, Eric Davis and Sean Casey line up for a 100-yard dash. Now, we know Eric will win the 100-yard dash. How many yards will he beat you by, Case?
I think if ED gave me 25, if I talk about 25 yards, if he gave me a 25-yard head start, I think
it would probably predicated on the head start that he got.
You would beat him 25 yards.
On the head start.
Well, he would lap you into it. You need 40, dude.
40 yards? 40.
Yes. What was your 40 time? Probably like four. Your 40 time was like
a 6.5.
Like a 4-3.
I can probably catch him in the 50 because I remember the highlight that I watched the other day.
Oh, good.
As he hit a line drive and he thought it was out. And then they dropped it, and then you see him turn around and run it. He wasn't going nowhere. He spiked his helmet. That was like 2 days for him to get to first base on that one, so I got him on that one.
Hey, awesome. ED, do you know how frightening it is when you're running down the line going, oh my God, I'm going to get thrown out from left. Oh my God, I'm going to get thrown out from left.
I'm going to ask a question. It's a this or that kind of question. Sean will start, and you just pick it up right after an answer.
Okay.
We're usually doing this with athletes. You're a smarter guy than that, so this probably goes a little smoother.
I don't know. I doubt it.
Case. Goodfellas or Godfather, Case?
Goodfellas.
I'm going to go Goodfellas, too. It meant more to me in the moment.
There you go.
Yes.
True or false? It's okay to cut your spaghetti with a knife and fork.
Ooh, I say true. I'm Irish.
False is false. Could be you get the spoon and you twirl, Sean. The spoon and you just twirl it.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, we're
false.
Casey's. We're Casey's and McHugh's, bro. We just we cut the spaghetti and just shovel it in.
I shouldn't have asked that. I knew I was going to exploit you. All right, San Gennaro Festival or Oktoberfest? Oh, here, beers, Sean, or meatballs? Is that technically?
Oh, Oktoberfest, bro. Oktoberfest. And I took 6 years of... Guys, I took 6 years of German, and I still can't speak one word of it, but I know Oktoberfest is German.
Okay. San Gennaro feast for me all day. It's not even close. You can get a beer anytime. You can't go, guy. Come on.
That's a good German beer in the mug. It's a good German beer.
Sure. I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather spend an hour in a room with 100 mosquitoes or 10 rats?
Oh, 10 rats. I could dodge the rats. I'd be okay with that. Maybe I'd make friends with them, but the mosquitoes, I just can't stand mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'm going to say the rats because I really do feel like I could just keep a perimeter and keep my distance where the mosquitoes are just coming from every angle and just biting you. I agree.
All right. Can you recite your significant other's cell phone number right now?
Yeah, 908.
Give it out.
Just kidding. I wouldn't do that on air, guys. I would never do that.
I can, but wow. It wasn't until like 2 years ago. And she used to actually, because sometimes you go in the supermarket when you don't have your card to swipe, they're like, oh, you have a phone number? And I would be like, what's your phone number? And she would be like, you really don't know my phone number? And I don't, but I do now. I do now.
All right. Last two. Ready? All right. Toilet paper. Roll down or roll up?
Oh, I rolled down. On top. Like it on top. Roll down.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like it's different every time. I never know this. I don't have a preference. I don't have a preference. I guess I'm focused on other things.
All right, last one. I'm excited. Beautiful. All right. Which character played by a famous Brooklyn celebrity would win in a fight? Daniel LaRusso or Turtle?
Oh, Turtle. I got to go with Turtle, man. He would take Ralph Macchio. Macchio would go with the crane. He'd be like, boom, I'd turtle you.
Yeah, I feel like Turtle would know the crane kick is coming.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like Turtle doesn't fight fair. I feel like he also would sweep the leg, you know. If Miyagi's not around to, you know, repair the injury, I feel like it's an easy victory.
He's going Cobra Kai. Right. Cobra Kai. Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Who would you have a better chance of defeating in a fight? One gorilla or 5 chimpanzees?
Oh, man. One gorilla, if I could go for the nut shot.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to say, if it was a gorilla and I had a gun.
There you go. All right. Were you born on Halloween? Is that correct, Mike?
I was.
This isn't one of the questions. Okay, so this is a good question for you. Best horror movie character, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees.
I think Freddy Krueger used to scare me so bad. I had sleepless nights as a kid just to stay. I was insomnia for Freddy Krueger coming out of the boiler room I didn't have down in my basement, just coming up to my room and get me.
Yeah, I mean, Freddy Krueger, I agree with you. It's like the other guys, it's kind of like, you know, hidden behind the mask, and it just, Freddy's just, just like, why are you so evil? I mean, I simply didn't understand. I could go back and watch those. What is the origin story of what made Freddy Krueger so upset?
Didn't he get burned? He got burned or something.
He's like a pedophile. That's why they burned him.
I'm gonna put a freaking 7 knives on my hand and just start killing people.
I have no empathy for the burnt pedophile.
There you go. Biggest Boston legend, Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Big Poppy, or Bobby Orr?
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm going to have to say Tom Brady. I think he's the greatest, maybe the greatest athlete of all time with 7 rings. So I'm going with Brady.
Okay, Mr. Mass.
You know, I think between Brady and Poppy, I would have to say that the emotion, having grown up there, the emotional investment in the Boston Red Sox, the pain of never having won it and the pressure every year. I was at the game when Ortiz hit the game-winning home run, Game 4, and the ALCS. I was, you know, I don't know, man. You couldn't have done any of that without Poppy. And I agree, Brady. I mean, I think it's they're A and A. But for me, and Tom Brady has brought so much, you know, joy to my life, just being able to root for this guy and be a fan of his for 20 years. I don't know. I'd probably say David Ortiz. Just because I am a massive Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm a massive Patriots fan, but like, God, it was just, the Patriots didn't break your heart like the Red Sox did.
Yeah. All right, and Poppy, just with the clutch hits in 04, 07, and 2013, he hit like 700.
It never stopped. How are they even, like, why aren't they just walking him?
Right. Yeah. Why are you pitching to this guy? He's going to hit a rocket in the gap. Okay. I just want to tell you what's going to happen.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah. Crazy.
You're a South Florida guy. Rank these Miami musicians, Sean first, from worst to best. Low Rider, Pitbull, Gloria Estefan.
Oh, wow. I'd have to say Flo Rider's 3. I do like him, though. Pitbull, I love the energy Pitbull brings, but Glory Estefan, I think, is like a legend in Miami, and I can't put her 2 or 3 with those guys.
All right, I got Flo Rider 3. I'm throwing Gloria 2 because I'm a Pitbull guy. Bro, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, you know, you gotta give Pitbull his due.
I think his name is Flo Rider, though. He's giving a 305. It's Florida.
That's true.
Yeah. But that's a good answer. Okay, you got this. All right, Sean, if they played from the start, an inside joke, who would have been a better baseball player, Sean? Michael Jordan or Tim Tebow?
I'd probably say Michael Jordan, just because Michael Jordan's Michael Jordan. And he would have figured out how to dominate if he gave about 5 years of football.
It's Michael Jordan, 1,000%, because I know Chinch loves Tim Tebow, and I'm not taking that bait.
My wife does. And Mike likes to text her about him sometimes. It's hysterical. All right. Okay, you ready, Sean? Super Bowl quarterback or being in the finals of Wimbledon, what would you rather do?
Oh, bro, Super Bowl quarterback. Because I suck so bad growing up. They're like, hey, Casey, you're kind of a slob. Play offensive lineman. I'm like, did I get to touch the ball ever? So I always wanted to be a quarterback. So quarterback, Super Bowl MVP for me.
As much as I'd love to go to Wimbledon, it's a bucket list thing for me. I'm going Super Bowl quarterback as well, because here in the United States, we kind of like our football more than our tennis.
Yeah.
All right, this is a tough one. You have to do one of these two things. Lick the bottom of someone's boot or let someone sneeze in your face, Sean.
I don't want it to happen, but my buddy Mike Junko growing up in high school used to sneeze in my face all the time. I'm like an asshole. I'm like, you gotta quit sneezing my face, bro. But I'd rather somebody sneeze in my face than lick the bottom of their boot.
Yeah, me too. Because maybe their boot stepped in some shit.
Yes, you have to give you have to give up one of these: Chinese takeout or pizza delivery for the rest of your life.
I'm gonna have to give up the I love Chinese, but I have to give up the Chinese takeout because I just gotta have pizza every once in a while.
Bro, you cannot not have pizza.
Fight.
Yeah, Chinese takeout. I can live without. I can live without. Yeah.
One night when I was real quick, when I was working with Lowell, I eat the same pizza order every time if I'm going to have something for myself. You made some sort of concoction. It had pepperoni, mushrooms, onions, and what else? Olives. I ordered it every time. That was you. You made that call. I've had it for the last 5 years once a week.
There you go.
All right.
You're welcome, right, Jess.
There you go.
For that body.
Exactly. All right, Case, we're almost there. Almost done. Paper cut or stubbing your toe? What is worse?
Oh, I hate paper cuts.
Come on, Case, please. I hate stubbing my toe.
Paper cuts, they kill, bro. Paper cuts kill.
Put some lemon on it, dude. Grow up. Let's go.
Case, Tetris or Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, Super Mario Brothers. I used to dominate Super Mario Brothers.
There's two things you dominate, Case: Super Mario Brothers and yourself. Here we go. Me too. This is true.
Okay, last two.
All right. Would you rather be a rich and famous asshole or an unknown poor nice person, Sean?
Oh man. You know what? I'd rather be a rich and famous asshole that helps people with my money. How about that?
Oh, that's a good political answer.
I'm gonna agree with Sean because someone's always gonna think you're an asshole anyway. So if someone thinks you're an asshole, I'd rather be rich and famous.
All right, last one. Ready? No stretching. You both stand up right now. Run a 60-yard dash when I say go. Who wins in the race, Sean Casey or Mike Lowell? Today, right now.
Well, it sounds like Mikey's had like 7 different sports he's got going on, and I'm just lifting weights, so I'm going to say Mikey probably beats me at this stage of my life.
I don't know who wins, but it's going to be slow. I guarantee you that. That's one thing. I'm not putting myself ahead of anyone in a race ever in my life. Hey, how many career stolen bases? How many career stolen bases?
Dude, I got 18 bags. How many you got?
I think I took you. Hold on.
Are you serious? No way. 18 over 12 years is legit, I think. Like one and a half a year.
What? I think I have more.
30! You have 30? Mike Lowell has 30 bags? Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Hey, Siri, how many stolen bases does Sean Casey have?
I had 18, bro. 18. Mikey beat me by 12, which is ridiculous. Can't believe it.
Oh, Siri says 18.
Dude. 18.
You got doubled down?
Listen, one thing I know is Mikey Lowell just showed his 4.0 GPA right there, 99. absolutely dominated that. Yes.
Oh, ready? All right, case number two. Who would win in a fight between Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus?
Oh, my God. You serious? Dude, Miley Cyrus is a gangster. I think she's going to go like that redneck type stuff. Like, you think Miley Cyrus is whatever? Boom. She's going redneck on you. She's going to take care of Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I think Lady Gaga comes off like she's super, like, you know what I'm saying, gangster. But Miley, like, a cut you. You know, like, Miley come in. She cuts you where you can't be seen. She was like, I didn't cut you, but you bleed from somewhere in your body where you're just going to bleed out. That's my.
All right, perfect. You got this game good. All right. Worst person to be stuck sitting next to at a wedding? Someone who chews loudly or someone who spits when they talk, Sean?
Someone who spits when they talk. Because if you're sitting next to them, you know, boom, you know you're wearing a piece of ribeye right under your freaking, on your face. That's terrible.
If I have another person land, especially during these fucking COVID times, I have a fucking spitball on my top slip, fuck you up. I'm serious.
All right, perfect.
That's kind of fine.
All right, Case, would you rather be able to talk to animals or be able to speak every human language on Earth?
I'd like to be able to speak every human language on Earth. Because then I could go wherever I want to go and really feel like I'm not on Mars.
Absolutely speak every language. I hate going somewhere and looking at around like, who the fuck gonna explain this to me? Because I have no idea. Because they talk about, like, you know, and they know you don't have no clue what's going on. It's like, you basically telling me go right when I should be going left. Yeah.
I love it. I only like 6 people, so I would probably choose animals. You guys are 2 of them. All right. You can either never watch TV again or never listen to music again. What do you choose, Sean?
Never watch TV again. I need music. Music is, I listen to so much music every day. If I didn't have my classic rock, Pearl Jam, all that stuff, I don't know what I'd do with myself. And a little NWA in there, too. You know, every once in a while.
And throw the fuck TV in the trash. If I don't have music, but I don't know what I'll do. I mean, it makes me. It don't break me. It absolutely makes me.
All right, good. This one's specific to Cliff. It's a tough one for him. You can either dress like crap and have the fanciest car, or dress amazing and have a shitty car. John, you first.
Cliffy, why don't you take this one first?
I have to say, ain't no fucking way I'm dressing like ass. So I'm, give me the shitty ass fucking behind the Civic with no fucking rims on it. But I'm like, I'm gonna G'd up. I'm gonna park all the
Casey drove that Honda Civic for 10 years to me.
I know. I did. They wouldn't let me in the lot back with the Reds. They're like, hey, this is the player's lot. I'm like, no. This is a Honda Civic two-door with a dent in the front. They're like, no, get the hell out of here. I'm like, Jesus.
Love it. All right, three left. Best holiday treat, Peeps at Easter. Then you got candy corn on Halloween or eggnog on Christmas.
Oh, you know what? Joan Casey crushed so many candy corns when I was growing up. They're like part of my body, part of my DNA now. So I gotta go with candy corns. Halloween.
Candy corns can pick fucking rocks. Like off. Candy corn is like it's like that cookie I gave you during the fucking telecast.
Oh my God! I gotta tell this story.
Good.
Cliff and I are doing his game in Toronto. It's me, Scott Braun, and Cliff, and I'm starving. We're up there. I haven't eaten all day, and Cliffy's doing the Peloton like 2 hours a day. He's Jack Diesel. He's eating this like protein cookie, and I'm like, oh, it looks good. And I'm like, hey, Cliffy, the YouTube game, there's no commercial, so I'm kind of grinding, and I'm like, hey, Cliffy, can I get a bite of that protein cookie you got there? He's like, yeah, no problem, man. He gives it me. I take a bite of it. I'm like, I start choking like uncontrollably. Like, and I'm like, are you sure? I thought he like almost like he was trying to kill me. Like he was playing a joke, but like trying to kill me. I'm like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my entire life. And I love everything. And like then me and him start laughing. Like we had to like tell Braun to take it. Like Braun, he take it. Like me and Cliff are like two little schoolboys right now in third grade. Freaking, it was up. So every time, hey, Chitch, every time I go to the grocery store now, I know exactly which ones they are. They're like these protein cookies. I'll take a picture or send a video to Cliff and go, hey, bro, I know what those taste like. You tried to kill me that one time in Toronto.
It was like, he would have rather eaten a fart than it.
Throw us some rapid fire things. It's two. What do we got, Chinch?
Yeah, you're always great at explaining this too.
I'm so bad at explaining that.
Rapid fire. It's like this or that. I'm going to go to Casey first. He's going to answer and then just answer right off of what Casey does for everyone.
All right.
Okay. Ready? Nicholas Palmer or Tiger?
Nicholas Palmer. I'm going to have to go with Palmer. He's a Pittsburgher. Guys, it's Arnold Palmer. It's the greatest ever.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I got to go with Tiger because I played golf with Tiger and it was a blast.
Awesome. All right. Worst chore, laundry or dishes, and do you do either?
Laundry or dishes? Yes, I do both, and laundry's definitely worse because I just hate folding it. Like, I don't mind doing it, but then I get it out of the dryer. I'm like, I don't want to fold this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I do both, but although I'm never allowed to do laundry again because I changed the color of some of my clothes, so I've eliminated that, so I'll say dishes because, I don't know, I don't mind doing the dishes. It just seems very cheap.
Nice. All right. You get a call from Jeff Bezos to be on the next Blue Origin space adventure. Are you going?
You know what? Can you ask me in 20 years I'm going? Right now, I don't think I'm going. I still got two girls at home. I'm not going just yet.
Yeah, I'm not going either. That doesn't spur me on. That adventure doesn't spur me on.
Yeah.
What's more stressful, when your phone's about to die or when you're almost out of gas?
Oh, when you're almost out of gas. I almost happened to me this morning. I was going to work out. I'm like, 5 miles. I was like, uh-oh. And freaking pulled over, quick and loaded up. So, getting out of gas.
For sure, my phone's about to die because I never let gas get low. Ever.
Never. See that about you.
Never.
All right, a couple more. Would you rather be the funniest person in the world or the smartest?
Smartest. Smartest person.
Funniest, for sure.
I kind of knew that answer was coming. Would you rather be the worst player on the best team or the best player on the worst team?
I'd rather be the worst player on the best team because I think at the end of the day, it's all about winning.
I agree. Ditto that.
Guys. All right, last one. This is my favorite. There's an alien invasion. You can save the world by sacrificing one of these two people. Who are you sacrificing? Greg Maddux or Tom Glavine? Sean, you first.
Wow. Who am I sacrificing?
Yeah.
probably Maddox, because he's Maddox says, I've heard he's one of the craziest dudes out there, so he'd probably be all right with it.
Yeah, that's a tough question. I'm going to say Maddox only because I've known Glavin longer.
Okay, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, or New Kids on the Block?
I have to go with 98 Degrees, Nick Lachey, baby. 98 Degrees, Cincinnati.
Dante.
My wife had a big crush on the New Kids on the Block, so I gotta go New Kids.
Perfect. All right, Case, would you rather be hit in the neck with a fastball or kicked in the groin by a toddler?
I'd probably rather be kicked in the groin with a toddler.
Yeah, it just depends on the toddler, man.
Bonus question, because first of all, I haven't said this to you yet, Sean. Grills, you're one of my favorite players ever, and I loved watching you play, and I love that you're Italian like me. So here's a bonus question. Casey, when I say this word to you, what comes to mind? Minchia.
Minchia? It's like a nice mink coat back in the day. Like, oh, you have a nice minchia.
Say no more.
You have a nice mink, yeah?
Can you explain?
Leave it right there.
Yeah, let's leave it there. That might have been my biggest contribution to this show since we started it. I love it.
Just leave it there. I already did.
Are you wearing a mink, yeah? You wearing a mink, yeah?
All right, that's perfect. I'm not even going to tell you what it means. You can look it up later.
Oh, my God.
Bro, this is unbelievable, man. Oh, man. It makes me think that you're one sick individual, bro, because you're the one that thinks these questions. And every week I don't know. And I'm like, Chinch is a sicko. Like, he's a sick bastard. He's got some crazy thoughts in his head. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? Like, where are you coming up with this stuff? Seriously.
No, man. That's a secret sauce to the mayor's office. It's one thing we're hanging our hats on. We can't explain it. And I do get them from some sick places, I will say. Also, you know, honestly, though, sometimes I will say this. I leave a couple blank because I like hearing you and the guests talk during the show. And I sometimes pop up with one or two every once in a while to make sure to see if that fight you guys got into an hour ago still stays while you're in a good mood joking around. But anyway, I love doing it. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh, dude, that's why you're the best in the business, though, dude. You fly, you do things on the fly, which I absolutely love. And I, like I said, man, I'm very grateful for you, man. I'm thankful for you this Thanksgiving week. I'm thankful for all our listeners out there, everyone that's tuning into the mayor's office. Please pass it along to your friends. Like Chinch and I said, we don't know why necessarily, but subscribe and download because that helps us out so much. So if you're listening to us, pass it on to your friends, subscribe and download. We are thankful to all our listeners. Please enjoy this 9 and 90. You're going to enjoy as much as we had. Hopefully you have some great laughs and the great stories and all the great guests that we've had. So have a great Thanksgiving week with your families. We will see you guys next week. Chinch, happy Thanksgiving, brother. Love
you. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. Love you too.
Okay, man.
Wait, let me just say that again. Happy Thanksgiving, bro. Love you too. Fun. Good.
Dude.
That's a show. That's fuck it. That's so much better, dude. And it's
dude, that's great. That's
gonna be like 2 hours.
How long do you think that show is gonna be? Like hour and a half? Hour?
Let's just say we've done like 25 of them.
Yeah.
We've done 25.
Are you just gonna put the 9 and 90 on? Like let them all run?
No, I'm going to put little transitions maybe in between. Maybe I'll do.
But you'll do like the, like, you're not going to do all 9 questions for every guest, right?
I don't think so. No, I think I'm just going to go back and forth. I mean, we'll see. I'll see. Once I get it, I get a better idea of that stuff when I see it all in one place.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'll do like.
Eric Davis had some good ones, bro.
Yeah. No, maybe I'll put the. Maybe I'll put like. The Reds boys, and then I'll do the artists, like,
yes,
and I won't even, we won't say anything. It'll just be little transitions that go in between, and like maybe I'll do like I might even section them off into animals and like all the thing, you know what I mean? Like, would you fight, when I ask you like, would you rather fight a bear or a fish, just sections of, yes. It'll be easy though, dude. I love it.
Awesome.
Wait, let me just make sure. Yeah, we're good. It's recorded, dude. We're set.
Yeah, that's going to be great, dude. That'll be
it's so much great, fun. Dude. And honestly, that's a great move.
So much less work, too, bro, right?
Yeah, so much less. I got like shit going on. All of a sudden, I'm getting like, I'm doing something with Jack Leiter on Wednesday.
What? And oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And this woman's all over me to start making me do jobs for her. And then and tomorrow, I'm actually bringing Pena to Colombia. His daughter wants to go there. And I'll talk to them, maybe getting like a professor type role there too.
Wow, dude, you definitely should do that.
Have
you?
They have since in the last 5 years, they have a sports management program. Wow. So what I'm thinking is, in a way, actually, I've been thinking about this for years. I always thought,
bro, I gotta take this. My insurance. I'll call you later. Okay, look. Andrew.